What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or if you'd like to leave an off-air comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. And Congressman Cramer hung up for just a few minutes, so we'll be getting him to in just a few moments. You can weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email the studio, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, you can get to our Facebook or our website by going to the website, Facebook or Twitter, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Cramer just finishing up a floor speech. And we'll be talking to him in just a few moments. One of the other things we were discussing a little bit earlier, Walmart, a collection for employees. Well, your thoughts on that, you can weigh in off air. Also, an off air call from Congressman Cramer from last week. I think we had a few of those, didn't we, Scott?
We did. A couple of folks that didn't get in that we'll save, obviously, for him to address this week as well. But that's why we encourage folks to get their calls, questions, comments in early so we can get to as many of you as possible. And again, by picking up the phone at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go to Facebook, as Steve mentioned, or you can, if you want to just get that question in and wait for the answer a little later, go to 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave your message for Congressman Cramer on the program. And he does have to leave a little bit earlier than usual today. I think some kind of a caucus meeting or something that's happening right at the top of the hour. So he'll have to skedaddle before the last segment starts. So, again, good reason to get all those questions or comments in ahead of time. We have a few here on Facebook already. Jody says, a congressman that flies home and uses his time to hear his constituents. Bravo, Representative Cramer. Your virtue doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you for daring to serve. How about that?
Nice.
Virtue? A recognition of it is service? You know, we forget that sometimes. But, you know, if we could have Kevin or John Hoeven or any member of Congress, Heidi Heitkamp, you know, Democrat, Republican, these people don't exactly have, you know, it isn't like you and I going to the office, right? Or going to the studio or going to the station or anybody doing their job. It's... You're number one, you're on 24/7. So, you know, you go in to buy a gallon of milk, somebody wants your ear. But, you know, many times your family's back home, your office is in Washington, D.C. It's service, you know, and you know, we can get wrapped up sometimes in disagreeing with folks of different political persuasions. But the fact that people, you know, decide to run for office, and I'd say that about any office, from dog catcher on up, but you know, put their name on the ballot, put their name out there, wage a campaign, ask for a vote. Is something that we should not lose sight of. It is public service, you know?
You know, one of the things, too, is I think the House is a little bit different, you know, especially in a rural state like North Dakota. We've got one member of the House who services the entire state, which is a little different. You don't have districts you have to worry about. You have an entire state as your district. Plus, being that it's a two-year term, it's a juggling act to try to get policy done and legislate when, for all intents and purposes, you're on the clock for campaigning. It never ends. So you do have to balance that, and it's hard. And I think it's a little bit harder in the House side than it is the Senate side when you do have some of those extra restraints or constraints that you're after working against. Joining us now on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Great to be on the show. Yeah, just we'll get rocked right off the floor. So,
what were you speaking about?
We have two really big bills up today that I'm a primary sponsor of. One is Protecting States' Rights to Promote American Energy Security Act, which, of course, you can all about imagine what that's all about. That's about letting states govern themselves with regard to hydraulic fracturing, and then the other one is a Federal Lands Energy and Jobs Development Act, which is all about empowering local officials to take advantage of the incredible rich natural resources under federal lands. And so we have both, obviously, of interest in North Dakota.
Now, when you give those speeches, you're obviously trying to persuade folks. Does that work? I mean, do you have people come up to you after and say, okay, I'm going your way?
Well, you know, it does happen, Scott. Right now is sort of an interesting time because people are being more persuaded by what's happening around the country in terms of response to, you know, the big issues of the day, like the Affordable Care Act rollout and things like that. So it's hard to say how open-minded people are right now, but it's really much of that happens, I think, as much as any place in the committees and things like that. The other thing, though, about getting on the floor and debating the issues, sure, there are times when people can actually be persuaded, but as much as anything, remember, you're also playing to constituents, not just yours, but other people's constituents, because especially in the People's House, where you're up every 2 years, and as Steve just pointed out, you know, there's this constant tension about the next election being right around the corner, you know, in many respects, so the People's House responds to the people, and so we have this opportunity with this stage to help educate people as well.
Well, let's get right to the phone call, since you do have a caucus event you have to leave a little bit early for today. So 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, if you'd like to weigh in with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Morning.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, not only am I a lifetime gun owner, but I'm a lifetime knife owner, too. I always got a pocket knife on me, and there's the sponsor of this bill is Representative Matt Samish from Arizona. It's called the Knife Rights Owners Protection Act, H.R. 3478. And what that does is protect knife owners when we travel throughout America from other states, you know, restrictive state and local laws. You know, if I go and visit a friend in Washington or a relative in Minneapolis, I don't want to get in trouble because I got my pocket knife in there. And I'm worked on. He's the main sponsor. He's got a couple co-sponsors, but I'd like you to sponsor that.
Sure. I've not heard of it, Jamie, but I'll check it out and I'll visit with Matt about it today. It sounds like a pretty reasonable law to me. And as you know, I'm a big states' rights advocate in the areas of interstate commerce and energy development, things like that. When it comes down to restricting the free movement of people through, you know, cross state lines with something as basic as a knife, I think that's when it's appropriate to have some reciprocity.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. Appreciate it. Ed Bismarck next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Ed.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Ed.
I got a question for you here. I happened to get kind of bored yesterday on my lunch break, and I turned on C-SPAN, was watching the House of Representatives. They happened to start talking about a bill that favored more towards North Dakota and Colorado as far as getting basically drilling rights on federal land. I started thinking about it. It's like, you know, if I'm understanding it right, for us in particular, Theodore Roosevelt National Park falls into that, and I've been hearing off and on that they've been wanting to start drilling in there and this, that, and the other. Why destroy that beauty with a drilling rig?
Well, first of all, it does not impact Theodore Roosevelt National Park. It does not include the National Park Service or any national park sites. That would be. I've never heard anybody suggest such a thing. What it does include are things like the national grasslands, you know, which are U.S. Forest Service lands, Bureau of Land Management managed lands, and we have a number of North Dakota is not. This isn't real big to North Dakota. So your point about North Dakota, what North Dakota is it's probably the best laboratory in the country for this bill. Colorado, it has much more impact in Colorado because Colorado has many more federal lands. North Dakota's minerals are about 93% or so under private lands, which is why you've seen this tremendous growth in North Dakota. And so what this bill does, basically, does a couple of things. It doesn't in any way diminish the responsibilities, the environmental protections, the National Environmental Protection Act laws, and it doesn't do any of that. What it does do is it steers resources to our federal agencies on the ground, like in the BLM office in Dickinson, for example, or U.S. Forest Service office in Bismarck and Watford City, right on the ground, so that those folks can do their jobs better and have the resources available to do them better and do them faster without compromising the integrity of conservation and environmental protection. For example, if a federal or if an oil company has a lease on a federal land, and we have, I don't know, 800 or more of them in western North Dakota on the few acres of federal land that we do have that's available, there's the permitting process, and clearly the permitting process on federal lands should take longer than on private land because, of course, you have 300+ million landowners. I think you have to have a more diligent process.
Congressman, we're coming up the break. We'll let you finish on the backside. Ed, thanks for the phone call. Also, I want you to weigh in on new record revenue that the administration is going to tout that, hey, look, we're supporting oil and gas industries with $14+ billion coming into the coffers off of that federal land. More when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind. It's the weekly talk radio town hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer represents the great state of North Dakota as a lone member of the House of Representatives representing North Dakota. Here to answer your questions or comments, and other folks waiting to weigh in here. Did you get a chance to finish through all of your answers?
Well, one of the points I was going to make is that, and this is something that we've done in North Dakota, this is something that we actually implemented on the Public Service Commission when I was there, and that is what our bill does is it allows, for example, the BLM office in Dickinson to keep more of the application fee that is filed by the companies. Currently, the companies will file an application fee to drill. with their permit application, and that money goes to Washington, D.C., and then the BLM has to operate on the budget that they're given. This ensures that most of that money stays right in the local office for meeting those demands. So it doesn't do anything to limit their responsibility. It just gives them the resources to do it. Steve had raised the question about the Interior Department's announcement of $14.2 billion in energy revenue last year, and that was an increase from the previous year, or I think this year versus last year, something like that. And much of that increase was due to bids for new oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico. As you know, there's been for a long time they didn't have any new leases in the Gulf of Mexico. They finally started doing some more, and so this year, 2013, there was new leases bid, and there was an influx, sort of a windfall, if you will, of activity offshore. But the bill that we're doing today or passing, they're going to be voting on today, Federal Lands, Jobs, and Energy Security Act of 2013 deals specifically with onshore. And we've seen, in fact, in the last 4 years, we've seen the lowest rate of leases ever. So it's, this corresponds with this president's time frame.
So it's a little disingenuous if the administration touts those numbers saying that, hey, look, we're supporting energy because there's a $2 billion increase over the previous year. So those numbers
skew. Sure, and some of that, too, is increased price. So if you're new leases and new activity on federal lands is down, perhaps revenue is up because, the price of oil is up. And so, yeah, it's somewhat disingenuous, but that's debate, So it's their job to tout it, and it's other people's jobs to correct the record.
Joel in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Joel.
Congressman, I have a question. Listen, this website for the affordable, the healthcare.gov website,
mm-hmm.
$600 million or roughly was spent on it.
Yeah.
That was never opened up for bids.
Right.
That money was sent out of country to Canada. in a time when we can use the jobs right here in this country, why in the world was this not opened up for bids, and why was that money sent out? And is there going to be a congressional investigation? Because there darn sure needs to be.
Well, there have been a lot of congressional investigations. In fact, yesterday there were two of them going on at the same time, one in the Science Committee that I'm a member of and one in the Oversight Committee. And, in fact, during the Science, Space, and Technology Committee hearing, one of the witnesses hacked into the site while he was testifying in front of the committee. So just to back up a little bit, Joel, not only did it cost $600 million or more, it was only budgeted to cost $94 million, and the Oversight Committee and, the House Committee on Oversight Investigations is looking into the sole sourcing, whether there's appropriate bidding. Unfortunately, one of the things that you'll find out or that I've been learning in the government is that there's a lot of that sole source vendor work, and some of it's appropriate. I don't want to just cast too wide a net, but there are a lot of areas where lots of money could be saved. We know of vendors in North Dakota, for example, who can do things like mapping technology, as an example, to provide to whether it's the Department of Transportation or the Census Bureau, and they could do it at probably 10% of the cost of what it's costing now because no one's ever put it out for bids or no one's ever looked for outsourcing outside of the federal government itself within the United States. So Joel raises a very good point, and it is under very severe investigation right now.
Let's go to David in Barnes County. David, what's on your mind today?
I talked to you last week, I believe it was, about a possibility of a constitutional amendment to keep the government out of the insurance business altogether. Have you done anything with that?
You know what, David, when we come back from this break, let me pull up whatever notes I have on that, because I do remember the call and I do remember us digging into it. I just don't have it right in front of me, but if you'll give me until the coming back from the next break, we'll talk a little bit about it.
No problem. I'll listen off air then.
Thanks, David.
All right. Stay tuned, David. Thanks for the call. Craig in Linton, you're next at 800-228-0550 with your calls, questions, comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer today. Go ahead, Craig.
Yes, sir. I heard your speech in Linton there at the Farm Bureau meeting and enjoyed that very much.
Thank you.
Kevin, and I had a question. Why, with the IRS, are you presumed guilty before you're presumed innocent.
Well, there's a good question. You talk about an agency that's got way too much power. I don't talk about this publicly much, but I'm a little bit of a victim of the IRS myself right now. They've owed me money since I filed my taxes. I haven't had a tax return in so long that resulted in a refund that I'm kind of anxious to get mine, and they keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, and I don't know what the reason might be, but I could maybe guess. One of the things that, speaking of oversight investigations that we talked about a little bit ago with Joel, there is... we've had dozens of oversight hearings on the IRS related to, of course, these areas of bias and targeting of conservatives and conservative groups, and especially Christian organizations. And, Craig, I think one of the best ways we can rein in the IRS is to do something about eliminating them. And one of the ways you could eliminate them would be to have some sort of a flatter tax or a consumption tax. But at the very least, we need to cut them way, way back. And we're looking at cuts as large as 34-35% in their budget if we can ever get the Senate to agree to a budget.
Well, we were owed some money back, but they say we owe them money, and I guess it's quite a bit more. We had a loss last year, and I don't know how you owe money when you have a loss, and we're not allowed to claim our children as dependents and so on and so forth, and it's just become a real hassle, and now we're getting letters about seizing property and so forth. And,
well, and I don't know your particular case, obviously, and we'd be happy to look into it if you wanted us to open a case on it. But for years the IRS has had the upper hand, and for no reason other than that they have so much power over you that even if you wanted to challenge them, they have so many of the horses on their side. So,
right.
But if you'd like, of course, Craig, we can. If you call my office, we can certainly open up a case and check into it for you.
Okay.
We definitely need to rein the whole agency in, because let's remember that that's who's going to be in charge of your health care. That's the agency that's going to oversee the Affordable Health Care Act.
Right, right.
Yeah, that give you warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Don't get sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the phone call. I want to talk a little bit about some of the security issues of that. That's a big issue right now as far as the security of the website. Also, if somebody does want to get a hold of you, Congressman, what's the best way to contact you? What are your numbers in Washington and in North Dakota?
Sure. The best number to reach me at, or to get to my office in Washington, of course.
Tell you what, we'll get those right when we come back. We're coming up against the break. We'll get those numbers when we come back. Your opportunity to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer. On the backside, it's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kremer, taking your calls, questions, and comments. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You were going to, at Steve's request, just give out the information to make it easy for folks to contact your office, and I'm sure everybody has a pen ready now.
Yeah, right. I know they do. And, of course, you can always go to the website, which is kramer.house.gov, and find all of this out as well. My local number in Bismarck is 224-0355. And then in Fargo, it's 356-2216. And I have offices in Minot and Grand Forks as well. Minot is 839-0255. And in Grand Forks, 738-4880. So I do have four offices, which is a stretch for a House member, but I do have four district offices, and we're glad to make it work. And then in Washington, it's 202-225-2611. We had the question, David asked a question about amending the Constitution. I recall the conversation last week, and what Dave is interested in, he doesn't like the fact that the government's in the insurance business and he'd like a constitutional amendment. Of course, remembering that the Supreme Court ruled it was constitutional because it was a tax, the whole Health Care Act. And so, you know, the process for amending the Constitution, you know, is a heavy lift to say the least. And first you have to have a convention agreed to by two-thirds of both the House and the Senate, and then you have to pass the amendment by two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate, and then it has to be ratified by three-fourths of the states of the United States. And it would be hard for me to imagine a process like that being successful at this point in our history for something like keeping the government out of the insurance business, but that's the process.
All right, let's take a couple calls that have come in off air for you.
Sure.
Prior to and during the program here.
Hi, Congressman. This is Jerry from Williston. Just wanted to call and let you know how I thought about Obamacare. I think you guys should kill Obamacare instead of trying to fix it. It's unfixable. Thank you very much.
Jerry might be referring to the debate last week of whether it made sense to go ahead with the Upton legislation, which did, by the way, pass. But
with 39 Democrat votes, I might add. And Jerry's probably right. There's two issues. One is, of course, that we've tried to repeal it over 40 times, and until there's a majority in the Senate and somebody in the White House that agrees, that's not going to happen. What I have to reconcile in my brain is we have 36,000 North Dakotans losing health care coverage. I can't just let that happen because it's going to hurt Democrats. I can't let 36,000 North Dakota households be hurt. Just because it hurts Democrats, I need to do all I can to fix it for them as best I can. The best way to fix it is to repeal it and replace it. If we have to repeal it one provision at a time, then that's what we'll have to do.
Oh, and beyond that, too, the report just came out, the city of West Fargo, their health insurance is going up 22%. They were budgeted last year for a 10% increase. Now they actually have employees paying in for the first time into their health care plan for city employees. What does that do from a budget standpoint for all these communities and these entities that supply health care for their workers across the state?
Well, certainly public employees, whether it's the local level, county level, state level, townships, whatever, you know, university systems, they are very large employers with a very large health care bill.
And those budgets are my tax dollars.
And in those cases, those budgets are your tax dollars. That's exactly right. And, of course, the same thing applies to every business, a small business, large business. I spent an hour and a half this morning over at GE going through one business segment after another, where everything from nuclear to energy development to wind turbines to fighter jets, capital, and they spend $3 billion a year on health insurance at GE. So that's how big it can get. This is going to impact everybody's budgets, which means it just drives up the cost of everything, including probably your taxes.
But I'm paying twice. If those tax dollars, which go towards those budgets, I'm getting hit twice on this.
That's because you have to pay for your health care and everybody else's. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Speaking of the legislation that did pass, and as you mentioned, I think pretty significant that 39 Democrats joined, but what happens now?
Is there any chance it's highly unlikely that the Senate would take it up, but the Senate will, at some point, Senator Reid may be forced to take something up because he's got Democrat members running for re-election next year that have bills themselves, the most prominent one being Mary Landrieu from, of course, from Louisiana, who's in a very difficult re-election race. And she has a bill that's similar to the Upton bill, although it's actually a mandate that mandates insurance companies to allow you to keep your insurance, even if the insurance company doesn't want to. I'm not sure that the federal government can mandate that private enterprise does anything that it doesn't want to do in terms of what products they offer. But it demonstrates that there is a very strong bipartisan and bicameral support for doing something about codifying the president's promise that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it.
Another off-air call. Let's go to this one here.
Hi, gentlemen. I have a question for Congressman Kramer, and I'd like to get a great answer on this, if I could, from somebody. We keep hearing about how the Department of Homeland Security is buying up all this ammunition, buying personnel carriers. We have retired generals that are writing letters about that they're going to have a civilian police force. We know Obama wanted that. So I'd like just some straight answer on where the funding's coming from for all this ammunition that's being bought up and these armored personnel carriers to be used supposedly against U.S. citizens if needed to be. I'd just like to get some answers on that. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Great question. A couple of things about it. First of all, in our Homeland Security appropriations bill, I signed off and supported an amendment that actually requires the Department of Homeland Security to report all of this information to us, not only with what we currently are hearing in news reports and to some degree the rumor mill that this caller certainly has heard about, but then to do it on an annual basis to report all of their ammunition purchases and procurement process for armored vehicles, things like that. But I also want to point out that there was some error in how some of that was reported, because DHS purchased, the Department of Homeland Security purchased 2,717 armored vehicles, according to the news reports. But when we looked into it last year, they actually was the Department of Defense in January of 2012 that upgraded 2,717 vehicles. 32 of them are in the DHS inventory, but the vast majority, obviously, just under 2,700 of them are actually the Department of Defense. So they're part of the military, not part of the Department of Homeland Security. And then with regard to rounds of ammunition, that's actually been decreasing over the last several years. And they do have a lot of rounds, there's no question, but now with them having to report and audit every single year, we can keep, as Congress, we can keep a better oversight of what they are inventorying for vehicles and for ammunition.
Just a couple minutes left for Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's got to go to a caucus event coming up here in just a few minutes. Another off-air call for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer. I called in last week, but I was too late. Same question. Congressman, have you heard anything about U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Army Corps of Engineers bidding against each other for wetlands? My state legislator gave me this information. He had been to a meeting in Bismarck, and he said they're going to pay up to $18,000 an acre for wetlands. And is there any connection between that, if it is so, and Agenda 21? And I just got an article on Agenda 21. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Goodbye, America. Thanks.
Well, that was a lot of information that I am going to have to check into, because it's frightening to me to imagine two water agencies, two federal agencies that, you know, represent the same people and take in tax revenue from the same people bidding against each other. And so we'll have to check into that, guys. That's going to take a little bit of research work on our part and some inquiry, and then how that all relates to Agenda 21. We'll have to answer that one next week.
Well, I appreciate the call. Debbie has a Facebook question. She said, Congressman Cramer voted yes on the CR to fund Obamacare. I love how even our listeners are up with the jargon of the acronyms in Washington. But CR, obviously, the continuing resolution. Anyway, wondering why he did that and what he feels is the answer to correcting the damage this bill is causing. Also, what is his stance on the piece that subsidizes the insurance companies for their lost profits related to the ACA, Affordable Health Care Act?
Sure. First of all, the CR did not fund Obamacare. Obamacare was funded 3 years ago when it became law. And that was really one of the most unfortunate pieces of misinformation that was, frankly, perpetrated by people who probably had good intentions. But Obamacare, like food stamps, like Medicare and Social Security, is mandatory spending. Nothing in the continuing resolution funds or defunds Obamacare. And there are people that are never going to believe that because somebody, you know, they read it on the internet or somebody said so. But that's just the plain reality. And maybe sometime you can get Paul Ryan on. He can explain all that to you. But so Obamacare is mandatory spending. The CR did nothing to fund Obamacare. We can't defund Obamacare until such time as we have enough people in the Senate and in the White House that will agree with the majority of the House of Representatives. With regard to her other question, it's frightening. It's frightening that, and she's right from what we've picked up in the last couple of days, is that the intention of the president is to bail out insurance companies if they don't make money on the Affordable Health Care Act. So further obligating federal dollars and tax dollars. Let's face it, this guy's got a problem with insurance companies all of a sudden. You know, first he said you can keep your insurance if you want it, and then he said, no, oops, you can't. And then, okay, you can. And now Mary Landry wants to mandate it. And, of course, the insurance companies are getting pretty upset because they don't know which way to go and what the rules are going to be tomorrow, much less next year. So now he's trying to pledge that we'll make you whole. So obviously that's not going to fly, and there'll be a lot of oversight looking into that.
Very good. Thanks for the comment, Debbie. And again, the Facebook page, you can email us, you can call us. Congressman Cramer loves taking your calls, questions, and comments, and we do it every week. We'll let you run to that caucus meeting and do it again next Wednesday. Thanks, Kevin.
Go with my caucus co-chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chairman of the Democrat National Committee. Her and I co-chair the Safe Kids Caucus, and we have a big event that we need to go oversee and welcome people to. So I appreciate the letting me off early today, guys.
Not a problem. Back next Wednesday with another edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Back with your calls and comments to finish the show next.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Steve Bakken, this is Scott Hinnon, 11 before the top of the hour, and with Congressman Kramer skedaddling a bit early to participate in that event for kids today in D.C., we have some time. If you have a question or comment you want to get in before the end of the program on any topic, have at it, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. I want to tell you about PetroServe USA. Might be a good day to stop in there, save a few bucks on a fill-up because they have E15. In fact, you know, PetroServe USA has more BioBlender pumps than any company in the world. They've been a leader in the area of renewable fuels and have mid-grade ethanol and soy diesel blends being introduced to a lot of cities around the country based on their leadership. And their whole passion is partnering rural cornfields with western North Dakota Bakken oil fields. And that's why they say They help America fuel better. And by the way, if you want to fill up something other than your tank, you get the 4 for $4 deal every day. This is you know, a special so good, it's every single day you walk in. And the 4 for $4 deal is these four items for $4: a single topping hot stuff pizza, it's a pan hot stuff pizza too. They're great pizzas. 20-ounce fountain pop and any two cookies all day every day. All four of those items are only $4.
You're making me hungry now.
All right, you should.
Lunchtime.
And you can also register to win one of two $500 gift cards given away every week on the KVLY PetroServe USA Bison Football Pregame Show. So stop and see them. 21 locations throughout Minnesota and North Dakota, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, Wahpeton, and West Fargo in North Dakota, Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon, and Moorhead. And, of course, great car wash locations, too, in Dilworth, Fargo, and Valley City. They have great car washes, too. PetroServe USA. Here's a call that came in for Senator Hoeven that we didn't get a chance to get to before Senator Hoeven left us, and we'll put it in queue for the next time he's on. But I wanted to play this and see if anybody agrees with the caller here.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Senator Hoeven why they don't give a little bit more incentive to the small farmer on this insurance and the subsidy program, because this big farmer's killing these small farmers, whether you think it'd be the big agree with it or not, you know. So, but you just can't give a break to the small guy a little bit, favor him a little bit, because his cost per acre is a heck of a lot more than the big guy. But,
all right. So the premise is that big farmers are preying on small farmers, and that was obviously a question for Senator Hoeven, who's gone. We'll add it to the mix for next time, but wanted to throw that out to see if anybody agrees with that caller calling in today.
That was a big discussion that actually came up in the 90s with corporate farms taking over small family farms, and that was a big discussion and a big debate on how do you limit that and reduce the number of the big corporate farm when it was looked at as more of a business rather than a family's way of life. And that's something that was very guarded here in North Dakota. A lot of dissension took place over that discussion.
Appreciate the call. Here's another on a topic we tackled earlier, and that was Walmart helping out their employees receiving criticism from a union group.
Yes, I'd like to comment on all the Walmart haters. If you hate them, don't shop there. There are lots and lots of products there that are not made in China, and you just have to look for those. I don't buy Colgate toothpaste anymore because it's made in Mexico. A lot of people in many jobs need extra through no fault of their own because of greedy landlords and high medical bills and just plain hard luck. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Lots of comments there. And I certainly agree with her on, you know, exercise your right to shop anywhere you like, right? Your purchasing power. And also on Walmart haters. I mean, it's a good description. There is a lot of them out there. And
There's a lot of running jokes when it comes to Walmart. You've seen the websites and the Facebook posts, you know, the people of Walmart, which...
Why?
You got to chuckle.
They
you do have to chuckle. But, you know, I save money going to Walmart. I save money going to Target. I shop very discerningly, and I try to buy U.S. products whenever I can. It gives me a little bit more latitude to be able to go to a Walmart or a Target or some of those other box stores where you can shop around if you have the time and find U.S. products and support U.S. businesses. And... like them or hate Walmart, they supply a lot of U.S. products as well. So, you know, a lot of foreign products, but they do have a large percentage of U.S. products. That's something that the Walton family has gone out of their way to try to support.
I just, it makes no sense to me whatsoever. Some calls or some Facebook folks have weighed in on this question as well. What's wrong with people helping people? Just in case you missed this, we brought this up earlier. There's a Walmart in Ohio where some employees at the Walmart started a food drive for less fortunate Walmart employees. This has led to a bunch of criticism to say, well, if you just pay your people more, they wouldn't have to have food drives for them. Well, you could say that about any business or any place, you know, and who decides what they charge and what a particular position.
And I tie that, and I tie that back to that whole argument on minimum wages being raised through the roof. What does that do to the economy? Well, it's bad. And if you don't like having a minimum wage job, go get some skills, get a different skill set that will allow you to move out of that minimum wage job. A lot of people use those jobs as second jobs, just a part-time job for a little bit extra to make ends meet. Those that are relying on it heavily, there's an opportunity to move up in a company like Walmart that you may not have in other avenues.
Right on. We'll be at Minot tomorrow with What's on Your Mind, tackling the school debate and other issues. And thanks for all your calls, questions, and comments. Most especially, thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. For Mr. Steve Bach and I, Mr. Scott Hannon, saying so long, see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Shop in your underwear, get prepared in your pajamas, get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.